Yo, what's going on? It's your homie, Brian.
It's your boy, John, here.
John, my guy. What's up, sir?
It's been a while, sir. How have you been? Yeah.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
But I've been good. Can't, you know, things could be better, could be worse, you know. As we're alive. Always, we woke up this morning. So
this is true.
So it's a good thing.
Grateful.
Yes.
Grateful
to see episode 86.
86, bro.
86.
Man.
Creep it to 100.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
We'll get there this year, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, well, welcome back, sir.
Welcome to you as well, my friend. Yeah.
Feels good. You know, beginning to ask, like my friends keep asking, you know, when are y'all recording again? I'm like, you know, it's been a rough couple months for at least, I can't speak for Brian, but myself, it's been, you know, it's been some things going on. Work's been crazy. We have, you know, I work in the hotel industry. So it's like we've been having conventions. Actually, one is this week and I'm going to this week. So,
nice. What's that? Yeah. What convention, sir? Are you going to be frequenting this weekend, sir?
It is KatsuCon, sir. I tweeted about it. So
get to have all the fun, sir.
A bit.
Yeah. So during this little hiatus, John, you also went to MAGFest, correct?
The MAGFest. Yes, I did.
How was that this year, man?
It was amazing. It was so different from last year, because last year was more, I don't want to say intimate, because it was like everybody needed to be vaccinated, right? That was the first one since COVID last year and everything. So it was kind of like 60-70% of what it usually is. Okay. But this year it came back full fucking swing. There's like, listen, motherfucker, we are back. We're here. And you know, we care to fuck shit up, and they did, and so not in a good way, not in a bad. They didn't destroy the hotel, but they did, like, you know, it was good times. It was, from what I remember.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you had a good time. Wasn't able to join.
I know.
This time, unfortunately. Also, there was another convention I thought was coming up as well.
In my area or yours?
In yours. I thought there was another one as well.
Oh, AwesomeCon and Otakon are coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We have like four or five big ones every year. It's not going to be at the same hotel, though. It's going to be actually in DC.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Yeah.
I'm cosplaying for the first time ever.
Yeah, bro.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Hey, man, you got to post some stuff on, you know, on Instagram.
The Instagram? Yeah, absolutely.
The grams of Insta. Yeah.
Right.
Change the logo.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I appreciate it. Trying to go for a new look, you know, kind of changing the brand, but just kind of, you know, just kind of make a little bit more of a statement, I guess.
Yeah.
So
change is good.
Yeah. We'll be doing some new stuff. So the work in progress that we've been talking about for a while is finally, the paint is still drying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels good to work on the show and work on the brand, and of course talk to the homie about some games, you know.
Oh shucks.
And I'm excited for, you know, what we have in store for 2023.
For sure.
It's going to be really fresh, and I think you know, the brand is going to, you know, grow exponentially, sir.
Yes. So. Look. This is speak it up. Manifest this, sir.
Sir.
Kobe. It's awesome to be back, sir. And like I said, for y'all that's listening, if y'all going to KatsuCon, I'll be Ryuji on Saturday, I think. Yeah, Saturday. Okay. I'll be Ryuji. Tomorrow I'll be Friday. I'll be I don't know. Did you watch Sailor Moon?
Yes. You're gonna be Tuxedo Mask, sir.
Absolutely not. You remember the cat in the arcade? That like Sailor Jupiter, he had like an apron on. Andrew,
not at all.
Or Motoki. Well, I'm gonna be him because he was easy. But yeah,
you're gonna be a cat, sir.
No, I'm not a literal cat, but the dude, like,
okay,
like, yeah, I'm gonna be that dude that works in the arcade.
Oh, okay.
His name was Andrew, and he was like Sailor Jupiter's love interest or some shit. But yeah, I'm gonna be him.
Why did you have such disdain for Tuxedo Mask, sir?
He's a lot. I wasn't bothered by it. No. The cape, the hat, the glass. No.
Does have the cape, yeah.
And it's probably gonna be a million of them there. So
is it a Sailor Moon? Is there like a Sailor Moon thing, or you just chose to use that property?
Well, my coworker and I are kind of like matching up. She's actually being Sailor Moon tomorrow. I was like, I'll be Andrew. Okay. I'm gonna be lazy. And then Saturday she's gonna be Makoto.
Okay.
From Persona 5, and I'm gonna be Ryuji.
Nice. So this will air you know, next week, Monday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you should have some photos up.
Yeah.
After this weekend on the All Day I Play Radio Instagram mm-hmm. page. So I look forward to seeing those, sir, and the good times that you will have.
Thank you, sir.
Send you good vibes. I'm sorry.
Continue. Oh, thank you. They're gonna have like little meetups. Like they always do like photo op things, like a Sailor Moon one, a Demon Slayer one,
okay,
Persona one. You know, they're having a Yakuza one. So I'm gonna go to that and take pictures.
Yo, because I totally want to be my man,
bro.
You know, Ichiban, you know what I'm saying?
In that gala I went to, I like, you brought it to my attention that I didn't even notice. I just wanted to wear something different to the gala for my job. Yo. Like, you was like, you have the fucking Ichiban suit. I was like, I looked in the mirror, I was like, oh my God, I do. I just missing the hair. Like, you got the hair covered. So I don't have the hair. Unless I get a wig or some shit, which
you can, you know, get a wig.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But no, it's gonna be, ironically, he's gonna be there. Kaiji Tang, the one that voices Ichiban, and Gojo, and 13 Cent, the cat from 13 Sentinels, and Dazai from, he's in everything from Bungo. Yeah, he's gonna be there. So
damn, man.
I'm gonna meet him.
Yeah, ask him if he wants to be on the show.
I don't know if I can solicit, though. I'll see. I'll try to sneak. I'll try.
Solicit.
As I'm walking around with my work badge. But yeah, I'm excited. You need to come to a concert.
Yeah, I do. I do. I tried to do, what was that, Dragon Con last year with my kids, but that just wasn't really the scene for them, so.
It wasn't given for them? No.
Yeah, it just wasn't, you know, wasn't for kids, so.
Yeah, some cons are more so kids. It depends on the age of the kids. Like little kids, like seeing, ooh, you know, everything looks like spectacular, like, you know, animation come to life, like, to them, especially if they're in a good cosplay. But teenagers, like, I want to do this. I don't want to see this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, they like the cosplay stuff. You know, they like the costumes, people dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but still.
Yeah, Mac. Mag is not for kids.
It was too spread out. So,
and was it, what is Dragon Con? Is it the whole weekend too? It's like Friday to Sunday.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we went the last day. So it just wasn't. You know, it's one of those things. Probably
you went the last day.
I think like the the second to last day. One of those days.
I was about to say, no wonder they didn't have a good time.
Yeah, it just wasn't, you know, it was too much walking, you know, because it's not like in one place, you know what I'm saying? Like it's literally spread out across blocks, you know, downtown Atlanta. So
it makes sense.
Yeah. So it just wasn't like walking to one hotel to the next hotel. It's like not really.
Like I couldn't even get a room for KatsuCon here. For real? Yeah. We're 101%. I had to go to across the street, hotel across the street.
Damn, to the competitors.
They're still under the same umbrella. But yeah, like me walking across, I was telling my coworkers, they were like trying to, oh God, we gotta go across the street. One, it's gonna be nice this weekend. Two, those wait for the elevators are a bitch. I was like, we're better off walking. We'll be at in our room before they'll get to theirs, waiting for that damn elevator.
Right.
I was like, nah.
Yeah, man, I hope you have a good time, man. Like I said, put some, take some photos and,
you know, you're going to get photos and videos.
Hey, man, you know, splash them all over the page, you know, let the people know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Having some good times.
I'm so excited for that. But,
sir,
you know, we've been playing a lot of games since, you know, what was it, 2 months since we last recorded?
Yeah, it's been about 2 months, yeah.
Got a lot catching up to do this episode 86.
Yo, episode 86, bro. Yes. Okay.
Let's go. Many things. So, like, I don't know. I recommend you playing this game before it gets taken down inevitably. High on Life.
Oh, okay. You think it's going to get taken down?
I don't know. Justin Roiland's been in some shit, so I don't. No, you know,
I thought he stepped away from the company.
He did, but you know, but they still, I don't know if, you know, the cancel culture shit, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's real.
Who knows? Yeah, it's real. But, you know, who knows? But I loved it. I beat it like in 2 days. It was short. It was a short. Okay.
I was going to say, how long is it? Like less than 8 hours?
Like 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was good as shit. It was funny. It was so Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. Again, Justin Roiland did it. He was some voices in it, of course. They had JB Smoove on there. He's, and the guns were like, he was, so like all the guns are like, the whole premise of the game is these aliens invade Earth. They found out humans are like a fantastic drug and they smoke them. And that's why it's called High on Life. Yeah. So we have to stop them from, like, you know, eradicating our race. So, you know, all the guns are sentient and they have personalities. They all have voices. They're like aliens. They're called the Gatlians. And so, like, Justin Roiland, who's, I guess, said, I'm just going to talk like Morty. He's the gun. He's one of the guns. JB Smoove is one. Another woman comedian. She's another gun. And then, you know, like every gun is like a comedian. And then, you know, it's you get one final gun. I'm not going to spoil him because he's something else. But yeah, it was good, yo. I was laughing the entire time playing.
Yeah, I think I got up to the knife.
Oh yeah, the knife too. That's the beginning.
Yeah, that's as far as I got, bro. Yeah, I didn't play too much. I want to keep playing it, but just was playing other stuff.
Yeah, the knife did not care, though. And he's, no pun intended, he was cutthroat as shit. Like, he did not, he was ruthless, yo. He was like the ruthless one. There's like the goofy one, the nice one, they got all the tropes covered. It was good as shit. I loved it. It was like, the story was good. They had like a story within the story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to play that. I think you will enjoy that, seriously.
Yeah, I was, you know, like I said, it wasn't because I wasn't having a good time. I just was playing other stuff. And
yeah,
Overwatch, you know, keeps having, you know, new season passes, and, you know, had to get the battle pass up, dog, you know what I'm saying? So I've still been playing Marvel's Midnight Suns.
How you liking that?
I like it a lot, actually. It's it's so relaxing. It's so chill. Like, the other night I woke up around like 1 a.m. and played till like 5 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I was like, oh snap, I have to go to work.
What?
So I'm having a good time with it still. Like I said, it's a game that I feel like I don't have to rush through. I feel like it's very pick up and play. You could play it at a very good pace. It feels like a Saturday morning cartoon kind of vibes, in terms of like the voice acting and how the story unfolds. So I really like.
So it's like given X-Men 90s animated series. I love the dialogue on that show.
Yeah. So they just came out with the Deadpool DLC. It's like $15, but I think I'm gonna get it.
And it's Deadpool, he got to. And correct me if I'm wrong, like, this is the card battle one, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I always get that. It was another game that came out. Oh no, I get that confused with the DC junk you didn't like.
DC?
With Red Hood and Batgirl and
Gotham Knights. Yeah, I just deleted that from my hard drive. Yeah, I was like, you're still on here?
Damn. Sorry, DC.
I downloaded Soul Calibur.
What? Soul Calibur what?
Whatever the latest one is.
Ew. No, I couldn't. I'm trashing that, yo. Yeah. I haven't been good since 2, when it was on GameCube.
That's the last time I played too. So,
oh shit. Yeah, you know. So should I get this?
It's on PlayStation Plus Premium. Oh, whatever.
Their thing. So yeah. Oh, listen, maybe I canceled that after Stray.
Yeah, I'm one of the services that are usually not utilized by myself. I have a hard time using either of them.
Tommy used to beat my ass in that game, you know. Still does. Yeah, I'm just trash in that game.
Yeah.
Like that and DOA. I used to be good in the both those games, but no, not anymore.
Yeah, I just wanna mess around, you know. I went to that tournament last week, so just kinda
wanna. Oh yeah, how was that?
That was real cool, man. So I just kinda wanna, you know, understand the scene that I'm kinda in, and I don't wanna play like Tekken and stuff like that, so I'll play Soul Calibur over Tekken.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
So yeah, definitely not a Tekken guy. Never was, never could get into it. I think at one point, like Tekken 3, I kind of like wanted to spend some time. And is that the one with Eddie Gordo? When Eddie Gordo is that the first one with Eddie Gordo?
3, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was the one.
He's so broken. Yeah. At least he wasn't 3.
Yeah, so
he's like Maxi on Soul Calibur. Just smash buttons.
I love Maxi too, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But Nightmare is my guy, you know.
That's Tommy's guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just he does shit I didn't know he could do. But I used to use Ivy.
Oh yeah.
Who else did I use? Killick was my guy, or Kalik, whatever you want to call him.
The bow staff?
Yes. I was a Donatello fan, so I was like, I like you automatically. It was somebody else I used on that. Sofatia. That was the other person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to get into it. You know, like I said, doing some new stuff in 2023 and, you know, covering some, you know, new types of content. So, you know, kind of want to be a part of the community that I'm, you know, going to try to follow just so I can, you know, have a game that I play, you know.
Yes.
I don't necessarily feel like playing Dragon Ball FighterZ either.
So, oh, man. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, I love that game. Yeah. I just don't feel like playing that right now. So.
So, man. If they redid Marvel's Capcom 2, would you get it?
Of course.
It's my game. I love that game so much.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Infinity was trash. So, you know.
I never played it.
Yeah, I played the demo and was like,
I heard it.
This is bad.
I heard it was yikes.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Y'all.
So, yeah, bro. You know, I played, what else? Hi-Fi Rush.
Yes, we both played that. Yeah. So.
So, yeah, that was a game that was shadow dropped by Microsoft after their.
Yes.
Their what's it called? Their showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to call it Showdown. Like that movie back in the day from the 90s. That was a good movie.
I don't know what that is.
With Billy Blanks. Are you serious?
Billy Blanks is in a movie?
I believe it's Billy Blanks, right?
Holy shit. He was an actor. I thought he was just a taco.
Eh, nah. Nah, he's in this movie. But I
definitely didn't see it.
Yeah, it's a really old movie. Greg and I, you know, talk about it from time to time. Yeah, it came out in 93.
That's wild. Yeah, no, I wasn't watching shit like that at 93. I was watching Power Rangers like shit. 93.
Yeah, man, you know, I don't know. My dad was in the action movie, so.
Yeah, I think it's that stuff to like older.
Oh, okay. Terrible action movies at that, so.
Yeah, then I couldn't appreciate it as much. I think I think I liked this better as a kid, because except the Bruce Lee jumps, they're timeless. Fire, yeah,
for sure. Yeah, man. So yeah, they had their showcase a few weeks ago, and pretty solid, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had Hi-Fi Rush.
Told you.
Now you got me doing
so easily confused.
So Hi-Fi Rush is created, was a Bethesda game.
Mm-hmm. I was shocked. I like a Bethesda game.
Yeah, very colorful, you know, has kind of like a cel-shaded look. At first, mm-hmm. when I first saw it, it like gave me Sunset Overdrive vibes, but not at all like that at all. But just the art style a little bit.
I didn't even see the art style too much.
Yeah, no, I guess the color. Just more so, just not used to Xbox having like that type of color, you know, used to having them browns and greens and grays, you know.
That is, is that true? Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. But no, it looked more animated. Like, mm-hmm. Sunset Overdrive looked more, you know, like CGI. Well, they're both CGI, yeah, but like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, more 3D. Yeah. This looked more cartoony, yeah. Animated, like a mm-hmm. cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, or anime, wherever you know. You
want I think it's it. I think it's cool, man. You know, I like
the, I love it.
You know, the premise is basically, you know, everything is on beat, you know, so it's like a rhythm action adventure RPG essentially, you know. Yeah. So it's really cool to, you know, I want you to time your attacks on beat, you know, your jumps, your dodges. So there's a lot to play with that, you know, a lot to play with in there. And the people are beating it pretty quickly. I think the levels are pretty long personally.
But, I thought the same thing, and you told me that when I was just getting into it. I was like, oh, we'll see. No, the level's long as shit. I'm like, I was on one level for like, I don't know, maybe I suck. I was on it for hours. Like, I was like, what is happening? But the gameplay is so good. Sometimes yeah. I don't even, and the music's fantastic.
Music is really good. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Game of the year nominee, possibly, you think? Too early to tell.
I mean, I feel like, honestly, you know, Hi-Fi Rush is, you know, a perfect example of a great Game Pass game, you know. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like that game Wanted Dead. Oof. That just came out, that I wanted to try, but you know, it's been getting, you know, destroyed. Like, that is a perfect Game Pass
reviews
game,
wise,
you know. Yeah. What I'm saying, like, those types of games where they're, you know, they're double A, you know, good presentation, you know, they're not too long, you know, they're not this hugely marketed, you know, property, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, Hi-Fi Rush is a perfect Game Pass game. Game of the year, I have to keep playing it, more of it, and mm-hmm. also, you know, just depending on how long it is and all that stuff, you know, for me, I gotta mm-hmm. be able to like really sink a lot of hours, and I've sunk a lot of hours in Marvel's Midnight Suns. I have no idea how much mm-hmm. time, but it's been a lot. That game's long, but you know, I won't come close to that. Also, I have started a game of Harry Potter Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes, so. I want it so bad. Like, I mean, you know, again. Yeah. Double team. That hasn't changed, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's still the thing.
Never will.
It never will. I got too many things on, and like, I don't want to start that. Mm-hmm. And I have other things I want to play, but I do want to start that because my coworkers keep talking about it. They're like, have you gotten, have you got it? Have you got it? Did you get it yet? I'm like, no.
No. I mean, you know, as someone who's not, you know, a huge fan of the Wizarding world, because I just,
which is blasphemous.
I just did, you know, at that point in life, I just, you know, I think Lord of the Rings was kind of out around the same time, and I was just kind of like, you know, rather watch that and get into that. But, you know, I just never really got into it. I watched a few of my daughter, but still, you know, I thought it was cool. but, you know, I'm an adult now, you know, and I was an adult when it came out. So, like, I never really had, like, the whimsy of it. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm.
So good.
But yeah, it's a beautiful game. They did a phenomenal job. The amount of polish that went into it, you know, from a, you know, third party publisher, you know, it's the polish is up there with, like, you know, a Horizon. Or
are you getting back into that
Horizon?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I will though. It's on PlayStation Plus Premium right now, or it will be at the end of the month.
But yeah, I want Harry Potter really bad, but you know, I've been playing Overwatch, of course. So I don't know why. Masochism. What else was I? High on Life, I beat Hi-Fi Rush. I was getting into, and Chained Echoes. I tried out.
Yes, that is a good game.
So good. I don't know if I'd call it Chrono Trigger. That's a hard claim to call, you know what I mean? But I have to beat it to really make my judgment. or get far enough.
Are you far in?
No, not at all. I got far enough to get the gist of it. You know, it's solid. I like it.
Yeah.
No, Octopath. Yeah, very good. And Octopath Traveler 2 is around the corner. I got to be the first one. I haven't been the first one yet.
I was going to say, you never beat that, right?
No, I come back to it. Like, I'll probably play some this weekend at Katsu, maybe. When I'm too tired to be walking around, I'll just go back to the room and play that. Because I'm bringing my Switch. Oh, my Switch goes everywhere for me. But, yeah. Bro, yeah. You talked about Forspoken in a previous episode, right?
Yeah.
It's dropped since then.
It has dropped, too. It's dropped off a cliff.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, I think, you know, when I streamed it, you know, I was telling you, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, pretty cool world, pretty big. But it's nothing, it didn't seem like anything special, you know.
Right.
And it seems like, you know, other opinions are the same. So I'll get it when it's like $10 for sure. I absolutely will.
Will it be that price? It'll be free before it's $10.
Regardless, you know, either no money or some money, you know, that's it. Because I do want to play it.
Minimal amount.
I do want to get past more than what the demo was, because it did have some, you know, cool stuff.
Yeah.
That I thought was pretty cool. So.
And then the GoldenEye drop.
Yeah.
Bro. Bro, I was like, I loved this. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, did not age well, sir.
No, it didn't. It's just legendary. Like, it's just always going to be that game from that era. I mean, but people that like just got into it, like, you know, like, say, you know, your daughter get into it, she can be like, yikes. Yeah. You know, but it doesn't have now if they have online multiplayer, I'd be like, okay, you know, I'll play with my friends who also have it, but it's like you have to locally play it. They really wanted the nostalgia feel of it.
Isn't the Switch one online multiplayer?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'll have to look again. I didn't see it.
I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
But yeah, like, I got it on Switch and Xbox, and I played both. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it's not going to be, you know. I mean, back then it was a game that was created for a console with one analog stick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to modernize that feel, you know? Like,
yeah, it was just. I think if I was playing it by myself, and the levels are easy as shit. I was like, I'm struggling on these. I think I have to play with my friends, because I'm still friends with my friends that was back then when it came out. Yeah. So we have to like revisit that.
Play all on the same TV and shit.
Like shit, right? Just look at each other's screens and shit. Then we'll go right back to we're gonna play that for like 10 minutes and go right back to Smash like shit.
Yeah, you can be like, all right, well, that was something.
Yeah, bro.
It's just not what it was, you know.
When I was watching you play Harry Potter, I'm sorry. You were talking.
Nah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was watching you play Harry Potter. I was like, yo, I really want this. Like, now you really like sweeten the pot by like, because you like spectate, like you always do. And so I was like, yeah, I want this game, bro.
Yeah.
And you was like whooping somebody's ass on the table and shit. I was like, I want this.
Yeah, the combat's really cool. I got it on my Xbox because I don't have anything else to play on it. So,
what house are you in?
Ravenclaw.
I was gonna guess that for you.
Yeah,
I was totally gonna guess that for you.
It you know, you answer some questions when you put the hat on, and it wanted me to be in Gryffindor, and I was like, nah.
Oh, that's the basic bitch house.
Yeah.
So. No offense, Gryffindorians.
Damn, you offended mad people.
As I'm probably gonna be every test I take, I'm in Hufflepuff.
Oh yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, man, the combat's cool. Combat's really cool.
Yeah, it looked cool.
So
I need to get it, yo.
Got a lot of spells in that game too. So
what questions did they ask you in the Sword and Hat?
I don't remember.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Like, it was like a personality test or something.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It asked me like 3 questions, I want to say.
Okay.
3 or 4 or 5, maybe.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you, do you just have a Patronus?
Them. Huh?
You have a Patronus, an animal, the animal?
No.
Okay. They don't go that far? Okay.
I don't know. I'm like not even 2 hours in.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really shallow in this joint, bro.
You don't watch the source material.
Nah. But you know, I think I'm going to go through and watch it now. It's just that it's a lot, you know? Like, it's
so
a lot.
Good though. It's so good though.
Yeah.
And you see him grow like gradually as characters and physically.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the first 3 with my daughter. We watched, you know, we watched them back to back to back. And then after that, I was just like,
you're done.
I got to take a break.
Yeah. Shit hits the fan after that. So,
and she watched all of them after that.
So. Yeah. So I have them on Blu-ray.
I'm probably going to get it for her for her PC.
What? The game.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you was about to say the movies. I was like, they're on HBO Max.
Nah. She wanted to play it on PS4, and I was like, it's not on PS4 yet. So, you know,
June, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'll be getting a PS5 by then. Hopefully.
Right. Yeah, man. It is time. But
like shit, like for Final Fantasy 16. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep my promise.
Yeah, so I'm going to play, you know, I'm not really in a rush to beat it, honestly. I'm not really in a rush to, I really like having Overwatch because it allows me to kind of cleanse my palate, if you would, of,
yeah,
you know, so like I could play Midnight Suns, Overwatch, and then, you know, Hogwarts Legacy. It's like I play all 3 at once.
Overall, just something that, because, you know, like I've been working all the time. So it's like something quick. I already know how to play. It's like I want to turn my brain off. Same with Persona. Like I just turn my brain off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how this game operates. So I don't, you know, and I'd be like High on Life, Ragnarok. I'd beat another game in between those. I was like, I need a break. I'm getting fatigued. Right. I don't want that. Because of, you know,
what we're doing.
but yeah, like Overwatch is one of those games. Like I've been working all the time. It's some quick. It's some I don't. I could turn off at any time. I'm not gonna get wrapped up in any kind of story. Because what is the lore in that game? But I don't. Some I could play for like 2 hours, especially with you or my other friends or whatever if they are on. Or I could just play a couple by myself on comp and then I'll turn it off and get frustrated. Turn it off. They said they patched it and fixed it. The matchmaking, which is a lie.
You know they didn't.
They didn't. I'm still getting garbage on my team.
I think you'll really get lost in Hogwarts Legacy though. I think I think your feeling of how you normally feel, excuse me, when it comes to open world games is gonna like completely melt away because you're gonna want to explore this property that you have been, you know, a fan of for so many years. So
yeah,
I think that's gonna go out the window and I think you're gonna get lost. And then I think you're gonna be able to play open world games after that, sir.
I'm not gonna say all that, but
you know,
we'll see what happens. It might be a gateway. We'll see.
I think it is for a lot of people, and I think Sony is advertising it. You know, I think they have the advertising rights because I haven't seen an Xbox commercial with it. I've only seen Sony commercials with it, and I know they have you know, special content. You know, but like I said, I just needed something to play on my Xbox, so I got it on my Xbox instead. It looks amazing.
It did.
So good, bro. Yeah, I think you're gonna fall in love with it as soon as you start. I don't think you'll be able to play anything else for a while.
Is the PlayStation 5 like slim version? You saw that? You saw like the new one, the PlayStation 5 Slim?
No.
It looks amazing.
Who showed this off?
I don't remember. Somebody sent it to me. I don't know if it's real or not, but it looks like that.
Not.
Damn it. But if that comes out by June, I'm gonna get that one. because it takes discs too. People saying it looks like a washer machine.
Bro, I don't, you know, anything you see is never what it is until, you know, Sony drops it for the most part, or Microsoft or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff is just mock-ups, you know.
Yeah, but I hope it's real. I think it is real. I'm seeing it right now. Googled it. I hope it's real. But if that's out by June, I'm definitely getting that one. If it's not, I'll wait for that instead of Final Fantasy 16. I'll just wait.
PS5 Pro?
No. This shit, this PS4 Pro shit, terrible. I hate it. I hate that system.
It looks nice. With mine.
Did you hardwire yours?
Yeah.
That's why. Wi-Fi's trash on that joint.
Yeah, I always hardwire my consoles because I just hate Wi-Fi for, you know.
Yeah, it's some weird thing with it. Like, it's looking for a dual band all the time. So it's like, it'll find the 2.4, log on to that. They will look for the 5. If you don't have 5, or if the 5 is, you don't have the dual band turned on your router, it's just going to disconnect and then connect and then disconnect and then connect. And I was like, I need a hardware. I needed to get an adapter for this bullshit.
Bro, that's trash.
It is. And my chip won't go into it. Well, I think that's one of the updates. One of the updates, I can't even put in rest no more.
For real?
Mm-hmm. I did an update. It was sometime like, it was around when Guardians came out. And then I put it in rest, and it just makes a strange cycling noise, and then it just acts like I unplugged it when I turned it back on. You know, with that little long, like, you turned it. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's annoying.
It's annoying.
Sounds like you have a defective unit, sir.
It sounds like I'm going to trade it in when this PS5 comes in. That's
$30 for that
job. More than $30 more than what I had to pay. Bro, fuck that. No. I ain't keeping that shit.
It's terrible.
But sir.
Sir.
Speaking of PlayStation, right?
Yes.
This became PS5 became the fastest selling console of all time.
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
Were you?
Yeah, because people couldn't get them. So.
I mean, they were being bought somewhere.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
But even still, I thought I thought that they weren't able to make enough to meet, you know, those types of records, but I was wrong. Yeah, they made a lot of money last year. It's interesting. We still have the Microsoft and Activision situation going on.
What's the status on that?
Looks like, you know, it's probably going to go through, right? Because these things always go through. But, you know, Sony's kind of been pushing hard, and Microsoft's been bringing them to court for basically to what it seems to me to like look like show that Sony doesn't need, you know, Call of Duty the way that Sony is, you know, saying that they do. And they're trying to, it seems like Microsoft's trying to position themselves as like a super, super underdog. But in finding out, you know, that information from them, you know, we're also finding out some of their, just their internal struggles with, like, you know, Game Pass and, you know, losing money and, you know, even making statements that, you know, they know that Game Pass cannibalizes, you know, game sales because they sell them on Game Pass day and date of release. So, you know, obviously I'm not buying it if you got it on there. Like, never. Like, Hi-Fi Rush, never buying that.
I would have bought that.
I would have bought it, yeah. But I don't have to. So, yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah. What's the future of that, do you think? Because they're going through something. Like, their sales are hurting, like screaming, right?
Microsoft?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Remember that there was a rumor, and I had put in the group chat that Microsoft was going to you know, kill off the Xbox. And, you know, it's just this random anonymous rumor, you know, and, you know, I put it in a group, you know, there was a few like that will never happen. And it's like, you never know, man. And, you know, in that, it was saying that Microsoft's losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, so you find out they're losing a ton of money.
You can still play that shit on Xbox One.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just won't look as good, but you can still play it. Like people like me that don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah, you definitely don't, sir. I don't know. It'll be interesting, you know. I wouldn't. The amount of money that they're losing and how much they were down last year and game sales, hardware sales, you know, services sales, you know, it's just kind of like they're down in everything. So, you know, in the Xbox showcase, you know, showed us some stuff, but
yeah.
What else was really there? I don't even remember what was there. You know what I mean? Well, they showed Forza. You know, Forza really good.
Yeah, it always does.
But I can't even really remember what else they showed. They didn't show Fable, you know. They didn't show Starfall. You know, they didn't show... obviously, they didn't show the new Elder Scrolls. But... Yeah, this year is like they push a lot of their stuff back to 2023. So, you know, Starfield is supposed to be the biggest game for them this year.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
And they're still sorting stuff out with that, I think. And Bethesda showed Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, what else? What else from that show? We don't even remember anything from that show. That show was in January. Yeah, it's last month. Like, you know, don't remember anything from that show.
Yeah. Nintendo brought it. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, yeah. Nintendo brought it. They did the damn thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
They showed Minecraft. They showed the Hi-Fi Rush jump. They showed Forza, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Pentiment. I don't know what that is.
That already came out.
I did it. And then I did.
That came out last year, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I think you covered all the bases pretty much.
Yeah, so you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand their strategy at this point. It's really
Monopoly.
To me, it's just kind of like, you know, they let a lot of people go, you know, pretty much clear, you know, took Halo away from 343. Just,
how's that game going?
Halo? I mean,
the multiplayer's out.
I believe they can play co-op now, but who cares? I guess I'll download it on my PC.
Or Xbox. But, it, you know, I mean, as me as the consumer, selfishly, I'm going to be upset if they stop doing day one releases for Game Pass, because that's hurting them too a lot. But yeah.
I mean, they're not coming out. Saving. They're not coming out with anything. So, like.
Is Starfall going to be on
Game Pass? It will. Yeah.
Right. So that's something.
Yeah. I feel like, is their mindset that they feel like people will just buy whatever, like people will get Game Pass to play that, and like that?
Yes, I feel, unless they do what I did with Stray, they get it and they stick with it, because Game Pass's library to me is the best. It's better than the PlayStation's, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. There's so many games still on there. I'd be like, I want to play this. I want to play that. I want to play that. Like the As Dusk Falls game that was nominated for something in the Game Awards.
I tried it.
I did too. I like it. But no, I like story. I know you didn't. But I like story driven game. When you was like, we should play this. I was like, pfft. But I like story driven games like that. You don't. It was like literally no action in that game at all.
I love story driven games. I just don't like games that don't have action.
Right. Right. Oh, speaking of which, speaking of games like that, Persona got released on all the systems now, so they're all, so everybody could check those things out.
There's no excuse. It's on Game Pass.
Right. Brian.
What?
Are you going to try these out?
I already own all of them.
Okay.
You said try them. I own them.
Are you going to play them?
No. Okay. Not at all.
But no, like I highly recommend them.
Yes.
Three, no, don't play that. Don't play the three P3P shit. Don't play that.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
You can. I'd get it on Switch. I wouldn't play it on Xbox or PlayStation. I think it would be cool on Switch.
Because of handheld?
Yeah.
I mean, you can play it on your phone too, right? On Xbox?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go.
That's how I play Chained Echoes.
It was probably good on your phone. You played the backbone?
Yeah. And then I had lost it. So I didn't play it for a while. And I found it and I just never started playing again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need a backbone. No, yeah. I don't. No, I don't. Because I'll get no work done at work. I don't need that shit. No, I don't.
I should start playing Chained Echoes again.
Yeah, I want to. That's next on mine. But dude.
Sir.
Can we segue to like a different form of medium?
Sir, we absolutely can.
Can we talk about The Last of Us right quick?
We absolutely can talk about The Last of Us on HBO's and Max's.
Last of this show is the best interpretation of a video game I've ever seen in my life.
It is, sir.
I'm sorry. It's on the side of fact. I'm like, I love this show, you know, and both the characters are from Game of Thrones, so I immediately knew who they were. But it's such a good show. Episode 3 had me crying like a baby.
I still haven't seen it. I've still only seen the first episode. I want to watch it with my daughter. I don't know if that's bad, but. I tried to get her. She says she wants to play the game. She wants to play the game now.
This might make her play the game, want to play the game even more.
Yeah, she doesn't. She wants to play the game and not watch the show. I don't know.
The game, well, it might be the other way around. The game might make her want to watch the show. I don't know, but like both are good. Not too. But like that one, like the first one and the show are really good. And it's like I'm on the episode. I haven't seen it yet. As of this recording, probably post, I'll probably see it by then. But as of right now, I haven't seen episode 5 yet, the one they showed before the Super Bowl on that Friday. I was watching it at work at first. I was like, I know what happens. I don't want to cry again. Not here. Right. So, you know, it's with the, I forgot their names. The black father and son. Or brother, yeah, they're on that. So, yeah.
Be like, dang, that's the third episode. It's like
the third episode tore me up, y'all.
That's like, you know what I'm saying, that's like 15 hours into the game, bro. But that's, you know, how it is versus you playing something. So, I it's interesting how, you know, the roles have reversed. Remember Microsoft was like all about TV and gaming back when Xbox One came out, and we were like, bro, we don't want your TV
which I thought was cool. I did think that was cool, but they were focusing on that.
Yeah,
that was the issue, and they took it away. I'm like,
because they had bad, because they didn't really, because they did, they were, I don't think they spent the money the way that they could have. I feel like, you know, when you look at this, you know, this production, you can tell like they spent, you know, the money, they took the source material seriously enough to, you know, recreate it in an excruciatingly great detail, you know. So I feel like that wasn't the case, you know what I mean, at all. Like, I feel like that wasn't the case at all. So yeah, man, I think they're onto something with this whole, you know, Sony, of course, owns movie studios and stuff like that. So they can, they know what good quality.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
So
It's good as shit. If y'all haven't seen it yet, check it out.
Yeah, now, I would definitely check it out. Yeah.
Like right after the show, just go to HBO Max, click on episode one, and just go for it. It's so good.
This is definitely true.
Yeah, I love it. A+.
So is there going to be, like, how many episodes are this first season? Do you know?
I don't know, but I think they're doing a season two. They're going to touch Last of Us too.
Oh, they are?
I heard.
I bought that for like $10.
That's exactly what it's worth. You know what? Try it out yourself. And, you know, like, you might like it. You might love it. I just personally hated the story. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I was on the hated side. So,
yeah,
you know,
I almost bought
love or hate things.
I almost bought the PS5 remaster of the first one.
Which one?
The Last of Us Part 1.
Oh, why?
Because it looks really good. The sales of that have skyrocketed. Remember, we were like, why are they doing this? This is why.
The show helped that.
Yeah. Well, that's why they redid it, though. Because, right. You know.
That's smart marketing.
Yeah.
I'm not falling for that bullshit. But, well, no, you know, to each his own.
I mean, there's still a lot of people that have not played it, so.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
It made sense for them to, you know, update the play style and graphics to be the best that they could be, as opposed to like having, you know, because Sony is like the huge casual, you know, gamer console, you know.
You think so?
Yeah.
Not Nintendo?
Nah. I feel like both, but I feel like, you know, there's a lot of casual gamers who would, you know, play, would see The Last of Us and then want to go play it and be like, oh, it's an older game, and may be turned off, you know, from a quality standpoint, because they haven't been playing games, you know, their whole lives, or maybe they have, you know, taken a very long hiatus. And so it makes sense to have the latest up-to-date technology, you know, paired with, you know, that game, if you're going to make a TV show or a movie about it, so that those people would then be like, I wonder if they have a game. And then you go check, it's like, oh, they have it on my PS5, you know. So, like you said, great marketing, you know. I believe they were talking about what, God of War at some point, I think Amazon or something like that. I think that's the next thing that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be, you know, interesting.
There was a thing on Twitter about God of War Ragnarok that, did you see the story they had originally drafted for that?
Yeah.
Yes. I thought that was dope. You sent it to me, I think. Did you?
Yeah, okay. I sent it to you. Yeah. Definitely, you know, because, you know, we won't go into spoilers, but that game, mm-hmm. that game definitely doesn't end as well as it could.
I thought that was way better.
Yeah. So it doesn't end like it ends, you know, well enough, but the ride that you took to get there
was kind of underwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But like this one,
the ride was everything.
We're not going to say what actually happens in the game. This is the original draft. The original draft had Kratos die early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you play as Atreus to drag him back from hell, and then you do what you need to do. And Thor fucks him up and kills him in the beginning. That's who originally kills him. And Atreus, you're like going through Atreus. I like playing with Atreus more than Kratos on that job, personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved his levels. I loved his parts. I loved Kratos too. There was like a part, it's like a point, like unlike Last of Us 2, where I was like, I hate playing with this woman, opposed to Ellie, but. Mm-hmm. This one, you go from Atreus to Kratos. I liked Atreus more. I liked Kratos too. I didn't hate playing with Kratos. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He had more options, of course. But Atreus, I don't know. Like, I love that level with the giants. What was homegirl's name that you're singing with?
Something with an A.
Some Agriborda. What, her?
Yeah, Agriborda.
Yeah. Amazing. I love that part. A lot of people hated that part. I loved it. But again, I love that type of shit that part was embodying. So, but yeah, like, I would have preferred that. like when Kratos dying and you bring him out, and like when Kratos come back, they're like, oh, you know, it'd have been awesome. I think
it would have been like the 30th time he's going to hell and come right back.
And somebody tweeted, they was like, how can you kill Kratos? I was like, my man, Kratos died like 40,000 times. He's like Goku at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, and yeah, I would have liked that better. Same with Final Fantasy 15. They had a whole different story. That was way better than what they did.
I didn't beat that.
You should. The ending was satisfying as fuck. Well, it was, never mind.
Ain't going back to that, bro. Those days are over.
Dude, I cried at the end of that game.
If I could play it on my phone in the full, in its full glory, not in that little pocket version. That
yeah, hell no. Nah. Oh, yeah. The big head jump.
Yeah. I'm good. You know?
Dude.
Sir.
Did you check out the Nintendo Direct?
I did check out the Direct from Nintendo, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
My man. We could talk about this together.
There are a few things that I was, you know, interested in. Advance War.
Oh my God. Yeah. I've never played Advance Wars in my life. Yeah. I'm excited.
Me either. There was a PlayStation, a PSP game that was like a knockoff of Advance Wars. So I actually want to play Advance Wars now, so.
Yeah, the little reboot that looks amazing. They showed Metroid Prime.
Perfect for handheld.
Yeah, it is. Metroid Prime remake. Were you a Metroid Prime fan?
No.
Me neither. It made me nauseous. I couldn't. I didn't like the first person aspect, but it was. I'm not taking it away. The game was amazing. It just wasn't my thing.
Yeah, the only Metroids I played were like Super Metroid and you know, like the 2D side scroller versions. Other than that, I'm good.
And Dread was good as shit.
Speaking of which, I need to find a Metroidvania on Xbox Game Pass to play on my phone.
They have
is Hollow Knight. Is Hollow Knight on?
It is. That's on there. A Blasphemous, I think, is on there. If it isn't, it's cheap now. It was another John on there. I'm gonna tell you after the show. I downloaded it, but some dude with white hair on the cover and look. I'll have to tell you, but that's another one. There's a bunch.
Banging Rampa on here like crazy.
Of course, yeah, I know.
On the cloud gaming, you know what I'm saying?
On cloud gaming.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Switch. I was like, what?
They got Hollow Knight on cloud gaming.
Yeah, Danganronpa was my shit. They actually showed a game like that, similar to that, on the Direct. I'm gonna look for the name of it now. And until I get to that, they show Splatoon 3.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to
Pikmin Splatoon. 4.
Pikmin 4 they showed. I actually want to get into Pikmin now. Cause that looked fun, that trailer they showed.
Yeah,
actually looked fun to me.
You never played Pikmin before?
Never. I played with them on Smash. I played with Olimar on Smash.
I played the first one, first Pikmin.
How'd you like it?
It's cool. I'm good. I don't need to play anymore.
What did you do? Like,
you just like use the. I guess they're called Pikmin.
Mm-hmm.
And then like certain things like require like, you know, a certain amount of them or a certain color of them. I didn't play like all extensively. I think it was on the demo disc. Like when I worked at GameStop, when the GameCube came out, I think it was on there.
Cause it's like when you play Smash, when you play with him on Smash, he has like a, you know, they're following him around. You could throw, you know.
Yeah, you could throw them at stuff.
Yeah. One's like fire. One's like strong as shit. One's like fast. One's like ice. So they all do that on the game too, I'm imagining, right?
Yeah, it's really fun, you know. Like you have specific ones for, you know, specific things. It's just like a really cool game. It's just like that Nintendo magic, bro, for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like no one else could make no one else could make something like this, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and get away with it.
Exactly. It's just kind of like, oh, okay, like, you know, you make this game. I think Miyamoto, you know, made, you know, the first time the first one came out, like, the reason why he made it was because he was working in his garden or some shit like that. Like, and so he made a game. It's just that Nintendo magic, bro. Like, you know, they get gameplay. So yeah, it looks really cool, man. You know, I just, you know, is it going to be $70?
We'll get on that in a second. They show Dead Cells Return to Castlevania. That might give you your fix right there. But that's on Switch, though. You said Game Pass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead Cells Return to Castlevania. It looks like all the Castlevania dudes are coming back. And, you know, of course, you find Dracula and all that other stuff. So it looks like a Metroidvania. It's a Castlevania game, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Castlevania-themed expansion on Dead Cells.
Yeah, so the Hollow Knight's on here, so. Nice. And I can play it on my phone.
That game was hard as shit. I have it. I just haven't played it.
Oh, it's hard. It's one of them hard Metroidvania games.
I heard it was an ass. It was in like Dark Souls hard, but you know, it has a little difficulty to it. They show We Love Katamari.
Katamari was my jam, bro.
I wanted to get into it. I never did. So would you just roll? Like
you roll stuff up, bro.
That's it.
Yes. It's always hilarious when my baby texts me, yo.
Oh, what she said?
She only texts me when she wants something.
Oh, daddy's girl.
She just sent me the screenshot of her Roblox account with the password blank. It's like, here's the password, Gabby. And she sent me the okay emoji.
Oh.
I told her the other day, I was like, you can call me and text me like just for other stuff besides just stuff that you want. And she's just like, what? No, not at all, daddy. I'm just gonna, when I need my Roblox account, you know, set up, you know. They go crazy over that Roblox, bro.
Yeah,
she's on a subscription, dog. What? Like I pay a subscription for my daughter to play Roblox, bro.
Yeah, that's about right. That's pretty much how everybody's doing. Overwatch doing it, Fortnite doing it, they're doing it. Oh my god, the Overwatch One Punch Man shit.
The Overwatch One Punch Man with Soldier as Moomin Rider.
Yes. I want him to have the bike on his highlight retro and just like suck. I want that to happen. Like I want.
How are we gonna be able to get these? Because when does this come out? March?
March.
Okay.
They might be events. Would you buy these?
Yes.
You know, no hesitation.
Nope. You know, I was looking at the Hanzo Valentine's Day skin, and I was like, I'm probably just going to buy this.
I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, no, I should.
I'll play that dating sim shit before I buy that.
Yeah,
I'll do it that way. I might do that shit tomorrow.
Yeah.
Rain Code looks good as shit. That reminds me of Danganronpa. I think it was made for the same people. It was. It came from the minds of Danganronpa. So
really?
Yeah, Rain Code on Switch. That was on the direct. That looked amazing. Master Detective Archives is another one. And they also show Professor Layton, the new Professor Layton. So all these detective things are coming out. I don't know what they're trying to tell us, but you know, I'm here for all of them because I love detective games.
So are there going to be some more Phoenix Wrights?
I doubt it. They just made one last year, didn't they?
Oh yeah, with that other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I personally don't. I played the first one and I have it on my phone. I spent like $20 or $30 for it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even play it. I wanted to show my daughters, but they don't care. So, you know, I feel like there's a lot of rhythm games coming out right now. You got, you know,
yeah,
Hi-Fi Rush. You got that one dancing game, fighting game.
Final Fantasy one that just came out.
Final Fantasy joint. Yeah, I saw that. Is that free to play?
I don't know. I should know that too. But let me see. You can check it out.
Yeah, I saw it, but it didn't really seem like it had like a cost associated to it. But maybe I was just looking at it in like a different menu or something. I don't know. I have no idea, sir. I have no idea. As far as
it's $50.
It's $50.
Mm-hmm. The demo's free.
Yeah.
Per Nintendo.
Are you gonna get it?
Not now. I will eventually, but not now. I am gonna get it, but not now. It's not on my top of priorities.
Okay, understand.
Yeah, like Professor Layton shit. I was like, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah,
I loved that series.
Never played it, honestly.
Do you like puzzles? Like actual like puzzles that you can like move with the style. It's like some, they have mazes. They have. It's not like puzzles like Uncharted or Tomb Raider. Not those type of puzzles. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you like stuff like that?
It's like highlights puzzles and shit.
And it's harder than them doctors off the shits.
They were amazing back in the day, bro.
They were.
Like, oh, they got the highlights over here, bro.
And zoo books and shit.
Real nice, dog. Yeah, I don't like to play games like that. And I guess I should say I don't like to spend money on games like that. They, you know, they're cool, you know, but I don't want to pay for them. And I understand that they're probably phenomenal. I can't spend my money that way, sir.
There's a story tied to it.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. They show Mario Kart 8, another shit you can spend money on.
Yeah.
Moving on. And, you know, they showed other stuff. Harmony, The Fall of Reverie.
Mm-hmm.
That looked pretty good. Oh my god, Disney Illusion Island. I wanted.
Yeah.
Weren't you feeling it?
Bro, no, I was not.
Bro, okay. It reminded me of what was the game when Donald and Mickey had capes? I don't remember the name of that game.
Kingdom Hearts?
No. It was on like Sega. It reminded me of that. I was like, I want that. I forgot what it was called.
Mickey Mania?
Was it that? You might be right for all I know.
Castle of Illusion or something like that. When they're in another game.
Sure, let's go with that. But yeah, like Mickey had like a red cape and Donald had a blue one. And then you like go. It's like it was a side scroller.
Yeah.
I loved it. And that's what this reminded me of. And it's co-op.
That Disney games like that? I thought it was like some. What Disney thing was I looking at? I thought I was looking at something that looked like they were in like theme parks and stuff like that. Like taking pictures.
No, this one was like, it was a platformer. Okay. It's multiplayer for up to four players. It's Donald, Goofy, Minnie, and Mickey.
Then we are totally not on the same page, and I missed that completely.
I will send it to you. It was.
I'm real cool. Mad because I did not see that at all.
But it's called Disney Illusion Island.
Mm. So, looks like, sorry to interrupt, but Multiverses is dying.
Who's surprised?
Every live service game is dying.
If I wanted to play Smash, like I said, I'll play Smash, sir. It was good. It was cool for the moment, just like that PlayStation one was. The All-Stars jump.
Yeah. Better than the Nickelodeon one for sure.
Yeah, I heard that one was.
Yeah, that was not fun.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I saw that coming a mile away. I haven't heard shit about that game since they had some DLC recently for some character.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I completely fell off with that because I didn't really care. It was cool, you know, it was just something else new to play, but for me it didn't have the staying power because that's just not my gameplay style.
Yeah, preference. I was surprised you were on it as long as you were.
Yeah, well, honestly. You know, I was trying to just find something else to play, you know, during that lull before Overwatch 2 came out, so
Then Overwatch did the Rick James shit. Like, come on back. You're back.
Yeah. It looks like they got a lot of people in here now.
Nintendo Direct looks was pretty solid. Like, that was probably the best one they had. And they put Game Boy and Game Boy Advance games on Switch, sir, if you have the expansion service.
Yeah.
I was playing Tetris for like 2 hours for no reason. Like, I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, you know, that's cool. You know, I just, throughout all those games, there was nothing that I wanted to play. The only thing I wanted to play was Zelda. And I still got to beat the first one.
They showed Tears of the Kingdom. That, if I were a Zelda fan, copped, but I'm not. So that Breath of the Wild genre was too much for me. It was way too much. I was on the first part for like 4 hours. I was like, so just imagine the rest of this game. I'm not even past, I didn't even got to get to the first boss yet. So I was like, I can't do this.
Super vast, bro. Such a big game.
It's such a big game. It was good as shit. I'm not gonna take that away. It's just, again, not Jonathan's thing, yo.
Nintendo magic.
Yeah.
That's the Nintendo magic, bro.
Nintendo's great. You know? Yeah. Like, you think anything different. What's not great, though, is how they're trying to charge $70 for Tears of the Kingdom when it come out. That's not great. What the fuck is that shit?
Hey, you know. It's how much games cost.
Well, you know, I mean, it's $10. At the end of the day, that's not really anything in 2023. And that's what, weren't they charging that anyway when we were younger?
Yeah, we've been paying $60 since what, PS3 and 360?
No, I'm talking about when our parents were buying the shit. Weren't they like $70?
Yo, yeah. N64 games were definitely $70. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, you know, it's stuff like that that makes me sit back. When I first saw it, I was like, whoa, what the fuck? But like, looking at stuff like that, it puts it in perspective. Like, that's not too bad, but still, like, why? It's a Switch game. You're not using as much specs as like a PS5 or Series X game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
Nintendo. They can do it. They can do whatever.
And they're gonna do it. They're gonna get away with it.
I mean, Microsoft raised theirs to 72. So,
I mean, I don't know. I'm still gonna. I mean, I don't buy Zelda anyway. So, like, yeah. They're only doing that for first party games, right?
Sounds like Nintendo. Makes sense.
So, like, if another Mario comes out, I'll buy that. Or another Smash, I'll pay $70 for that. Because I play the Smash until the next one comes out. Like, that, the replay value on Smash is ridiculous to me. Like, I'm going to get my money's worth.
But, I ain't going to hold you. I thought they were going to come out with a new Switch when they showed Zelda.
That might be a thing, too.
Because don't they usually, like, show, like, they'll show, like, they did the same thing with, because Breath of the Wild is on
Wii U,
right?
Yeah. It is.
And then the one before that, you know, that came out on the Wii and the Wii U. And then the one before that, I think, was on, you know, both consoles as well, right? I don't remember. But
they put out that OLED, so maybe they're constituting for that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was just like, I don't know what the fuck, but I don't know if they're making a new, you would think they're making a new system with that price hike.
Yeah,
it might be. It might be still in the, you know, it might be wherever Persona 6 is, but you know,
well, they gotta contend with like Steam Deck and stuff. So I imagine that probably threw a little wrench in their plans.
Steam Deck's a whole nother. That's the Switch ain't fucking with Steam Deck, bro. Like,
hey, you know,
there's so many things you could do with that damn Steam Deck. Yo, that's on a computer. Yeah,
this like, is true, bro. Yeah, this is definitely true.
They know their lane. That's the thing I respect about Nintendo. I always say this, I'm gonna keep preaching this. They know their lane.
I don't know, bro.
No, now I don't know, but they always have.
I feel like it's a threat, though. I feel like it's a threat.
With the Steam Deck,
I feel like it. All they got to do is make, you know, all it takes is for somebody to make the actual console to look like sleek and stuff like that, and you know, it'll take off. You know, it'll take off from a a casual standpoint, but right now it's too big and bulky for casuals to kind of, you know.
Would you get into it. Are you going to pay $70 for Zelda?
Yeah. And you know, I got my daughter's, my youngest to her own Switch now, so
That means I'm gonna have to get it.
What?
Possibly.
Zelda?
Maybe.
Why? You didn't play the first one.
I played a bit of it. I don't know. I mean, for show purposes. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't. What?
Well, sir, you know. Sir. That's all I have for you today, sir.
Sir, that is all I have for you as well on episode 86 of All Day I Play Radio. Appreciate you coming back. Appreciate Dude. You all coming back with yes. us. Like I said, you know, 2023 is gonna have some new content, some new stuff coming from John and I, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it's gonna be a fun time. And
yes.
please pardon the under construction going on. So
pardon our dust, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Dust.
Remember Toonami used to say that. Yes. But sir, thank you so much. And like Brian said, we have so many things coming in store for this year. We're excited. I hope y'all are too. Thank you for riding with your boys. And once again, you can follow us at All Day I Play Radio on Instagram. You can follow us at All Day I Play Radio, ADIP Radio on Twitter. Follow your boy, Brian B-Ra at BrianP_83 on Twitter and Instagram. Follow yours truly at Moon99000. On Instagram and 9000 Moon Knight on Twitter. Thank you so much, Brian. You are the man. Thank you for making a new logo. Thank you, sir, for taking the helm of this project while I was going through my shit. I appreciate you, sir. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, also one other thing. If you search All Day I Play on YouTube, you'll see this episode on YouTube.
Hey, we're bringing it back. You can also follow us. If you don't want to see the video version, you can also listen to us on all your favorite podcasting platforms like yes. Apple, Good Pods, Spotify, yep. anything that your heart desires. You can also Google us on that too, and our stream will come right up. So,
yes.
Brian, again, thank you. You are the man, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and love. Peace come to KazuCon. Holla at your boy.
All right.
Peace, y'all.